The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 53 to 56. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to a land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried around the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you ever read a passage or hear a passage from Scripture read, and as a whole, it seems to say nothing to you? I felt that way with today's passage from Mark. Yet I know when that happens, I need to slowly go through the passage and, in a sense, pick it up and look underneath the words. When I do that prayerfully and intentionally, almost always there will be words or phrases that stir something within me. There were a few phrases in the readings for today that stirred my religious imagination. Surprisingly, one was the responsorial psalm refrain, and others from the passage from Mark itself. The refrain of the psalm today is, "Lord, go up to the place of your rest." In the gospel, the phrases that drew me were making the crossing to the other side, and later, people immediately recognized him. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. There are times when I feel everyone wants something from me. All kinds of demands are made on my time, and I just want to get away from it all. It's usually my friends who will tell me, "You need a rest." It sounds like that is what's going to happen in today's passage. Jesus is being besieged by people wanting something from him. They are bringing their sick from all over the countryside into the marketplaces. Most likely, at the urging of his disciples, it was time for him to rest. It's interesting to reflect on God needing a rest, although we hear that in the book of Genesis. Do you think that there are times when God longs for rest? What makes God tired? Do I make God tired with my constant calling upon him for this and for that, and giving what I consider good advice for him to listen and then take up on it? Do the endless needs of the world, the cry of the poor, so many things demanding God's attention, does all of that make him tired? It reminds me of the commercial where the man opens the door and says he has to take a sick day. Then the camera switches, and we see that the man is talking to a little boy in a crib. It ends with, "Dads don't take sick days." It is true, God does not take sick days or days off for rest. For God is always the merciful Father, the loving Mother, always there for us. And then in the gospel, did you ever notice that Jesus always is moving, going to the other side, going across the lake, or in this case, when they had crossed over to the other side? That image carries so many ideas for me. It is almost like standing in the other person's shoes, or looking at something from a different perspective, all in an effort to broaden my vantage point, to deepen my understanding, enlarge my heart. The last thing that stirred me was people immediately recognized him. Mark loves that word immediately and uses it so frequently in his gospel. Putting the phrases and the words that drew me gave me an insight into myself. There are times when I need to rest, to just sit and rest in God's presence, not asking for anything, not giving advice, just resting in the holy stillness. It's like God and I are taking a breather together. And then for me, it's always a good practice to go to the other side, to take time to look at life from a different vantage point, to see my strongly held opinions and views from another person's perspective. Sometimes we get so self-righteous in our own opinions, our own viewpoints, that we need a new way of looking at things. And what better way to do that than going to the other side? And then there's that immediately they recognized him. Wow, I know I don't do that. I don't immediately recognize Jesus in the people and situations around me. I have lots of heart work to do. Lots of work that were stirred up from a reading that at first didn't make much sense. But I do need to rest with God. I do need to look at things from the other side and learn to immediately recognize Jesus in the faces and situations around me to see the face of God. I encourage you to slowly reread today's passage. And for yourself, note the words or the phrases that stir up something within you.